Bro, I come back to Ohio one time and I unbury all my family's secrets. This is so. I'm not coming back.
We're doing a live paranormal podcast. I'm on stage right now so everybody can hear you. Don't say anything embarrassing.
They're like, oh, the devil and Elizabeth, and she's right there.
Yep.
Oh, look, a portal.
Quick, close it.
You know, I might have done a spell or something, but.
Oh! Jesus, please.
I'm a demon.
The devil doesn't have horns, he has handles.
Oh. Wow. My grandma's a semen demon.
Wow. Give it up for the new Matt.
Welcome to Haunted Homies with Matt Reif, Elton Castay, and Corey Shearer, a show about all things that haunt you, from ghosts and monsters to worst life decisions, bad breakups, embarrassing moments, and unforgettable stories, all told live from within Comedy Club.
What's up, Toledo? How is everybody?
Look at all these white people. Dude, that's
one, two, three.
Thank you both for coming. Sitting up front. Good. Inclusion, baby. We're out here.
This is the first ever Haunted Homie show going on YouTube right here tonight. So thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, thank you guys. Seriously. It's going to be fun.
And for those who don't know, I'm Elton. This is Corey. And then obviously, Matt Reif.
Why didn't they cheer for us?
You guys gotta get on TikTok, bro. You guys gotta step it up.
Yeah, we're called Haunted Homies because we were friends first. We've been friends for like 5-6 years now through comedy, just having fun. And then we found out that Matt has an obsession with the paranormal.
Yep. Yeah.
And very unwisely chose to hang out with us too.
Yeah, they've both been doing it for, close to a decade almost? Like, how long have you guys been doing paranormal stuff?
I think
overall?
2016 was our very first ghost hunt.
Jesus Christ. YouTube-wise. But round of applause, who here believes in the paranormal, ghosts, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
More people than I expected, honestly. You didn't clap. You're not a believer? Okay, now he does. Now he does. Better. Yeah, dude, I'm a firm believer, man. And you didn't. I don't think you really understood how much I was into it until we had been friends for a couple years via comedy, and I saw you were going to all these places. I knew everything about the places. I was so jealous you were going there.
Yeah.
And at the time, you kind of had a full team. There was really no room for me, but I stayed a fan of what you were doing.
Yeah.
And I was so happy when a spot finally opened up. Dude.
I'll be honest, awesome. You were just too pretty to join the team.
I needed a mascot.
I was just like, Matt is too handsome for this shit. He's gonna make us all look like trolls.
Where are the ghosts, everyone?
I'm just trying to smash the ghost of Marilyn Monroe the whole time. Where are the dead bitches at? Anybody?
Yeah. Bro, I was gonna say, I feel like we have gotten more like female spirit activity since Matt joined. Dead ass.
You know what's funny is like they'll put me in certain like positions or that was not the right word.
No.
They'll put me in the
right
doggy
style. Missionary.
They'll put me in certain environments. We'll go to a place that's like, okay, this wing of this ward was known for like women. Like women were held on this side of the building or whatever. And they're like, oh yeah, we'll volunteer Matt to go to this side. He'll flirt with the women ghosts. You've never seen a man be more respectful to women than me, supposedly around a female ghost. I was like, hello, have you guys been respected recently? Has everyone been coming in here being super nice to you? I'm such a bitch, dude. Oh my God, it's embarrassing.
Corey, that made me realize we dropped the ball. We had an opportunity to fuck with Matt because Matt didn't really know anything about ghost hunting in the beginning. Yeah. We could have just been like, no, the best way to get activity, doggy style. Get down on your knees,
trust
Matt.
Trust us, Matt.
Just
take your shirt off, dude. Just trust us, dude. Every time you take your zipper down, it summons a spirit. Just trust us.
And then the people who own these buildings, like, why do you guys film gay porn in all these historical venues? I don't know, just kicks up the spirits. I don't know.
Why is there candle wax everywhere? Yeah, candle wax. Yeah, that's what it is.
We have all these clamps. We're like, gross. Yeah, no, it's what we use to hold up our ghost tools. Yeah.
Suction. Okay, sorry.
Gets a little kinky, a little bit.
How old were you whenever you had your first paranormal experience?
Well, it started when I was younger. So my dad passed away when I was like 1.5, and my mom and my grandma and my grandpa, we all lived in the same house at the time, used to say I would always look up at the top of the stairs which was my dad's room at the time, and I would always talk to the top of the stairs and say like, "Daddy," like point up there and stuff
no
like that.
Way.
Like, and like, I mean, I was so young, it was mostly like gibberish and stuff, but I would talk to the top of the stairs all the time. What? That was kind of like that was kind of like the first thing. And then when I was really, really young, probably around like 5 or 6, around the time I could start explaining things and remembering things, I started to have like very vivid dreams of spirits, I guess. Nobody recognizable to my recollection, but that was always like a prominent dream I would have. And then I had a couple of experiences moving into some old houses when we moved around a lot when I was younger. Things that I just couldn't possibly, feelings I couldn't shake, and houses that weren't necessarily creepy houses, but we lived in one house for 9 months. I didn't sleep in my own room one time. From the day we moved in, I slept on my sister's floor for 9 months.
Because it was haunted?
Dude, I couldn't stay in there, dude. I felt so fucking scared and uncomfortable. And there was nothing like visually terrifying about it. It was just something in there that I could not fuck with. So what happened was I actually moved down to our downstairs computer room because it was so much smaller of a space. It was probably 10 feet by 8 feet. It was such a small space, but I felt safer in there because it was a smaller room. I felt like there was less places for things to hide. Mm. But I actually had one of the weirdest experiences that to this day, I truly do not believe it was sleep paralysis or anything like that, because this house, it was an old farmhouse. It was over 100 years old, but it was upkept, you know. It didn't look terrifying by any means. I remember I had like just woken up a couple hours on probably like 9 a.m., 10 a.m., something like that. Not super early or anything. I remember opening my eyes and there was just like an old woman in like a black dress with like a kind of like a veil, a thin veil over her face. I'm laying up just facing like this, and I wake up and like her face is literally like,
what?
Oh, like over top of me, like probably a foot and a half away from my face, just like mouth open, just staring dead at me. And I was so scared, I couldn't move. And slowly she just kind of moved, turned, and walked into my closet. And why I don't believe it was sleep paralysis was because I didn't wake up after that. I just started my day. There was no moment of being like, that was a weird dream, man. I feel like I couldn't move because it was paralysis. I didn't move because I was like, I'm just that scared. And I just started my day. That was one of the first experiences that I was like, I think that fucking happened, dude.
You don't think it was sleep paralysis?
I really don't.
How old were you?
I was probably 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I did not know that. Yeah. What's insane is, I have to bring this up, I did an investigation with my friend Aaron, and this was back in like 2016, and we slept in a haunted hotel, and when I woke up the next day, he told me that there was a woman covered in all black, and she had a veil, and she was just leaning over him
with her mouth wide open, dude.
And then she ran back and like climbed on the dresser and disappeared.
Climbed on the dresser?
Yeah. And this was sleep paralysis.
Bro, when I tell you my asshole would just open. If I saw,
open.
Well, yeah. Sorry, closed.
Oh, okay, closed. Okay.
Sorry.
Is that a ghost?
No, bro. I would shit myself. I would just empty onto the floor.
Okay.
But he said it was sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
So he woke up from it.
Yeah, he woke up from
that. That's the thing about it, though. Is like it. I didn't wake up. I remember just getting out of bed and like you've all woken up from like a scary dream, and it kind of fucks with the beginning of your day a little bit. Like you just a weird energy you have at the beginning of your day because you started the day being freaked out. Yeah. I had that, but there was no like re-eye opening moment of being like, oh, that was weird. I just kind of got up and was like, I feel weird. So it was just a weird energy about it. But this house was fucking terrifying. I remember like we only lived there for like 9 months. Every single shower I took in this house, like the curtain had to be like halfway open because I felt like somebody was just gonna be fucking like on the other side of the curtain. I had to be like to see at all times.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
The most scared I've ever been, dude. But I also feel bad if there was a ghost watching me in that house the whole time, because I was 12, so I was learning some things.
You're learning how to open your asshole.
Well, no, that. That's a skill you develop later
just
in life.
In the shower. No.
Oh my God.
Yep, definitely haunted. Definitely haunted. Yep.
Oh, look, a portal.
Quick, close it.
Yeah, dude, there's been a bunch of small occurrences throughout my life that I'm like, I just can't not believe. No matter how hard I try to convince myself, don't be scared. It's not a real thing. There's no way ghosts exist. You're freaking yourself out. I can't do it, dude. I cannot convince myself that.
I got a question. Has anyone in your family also experienced paranormal stuff? Or is it just you? Has anyone talked about it?
So I know my mom believes. She said around the same time like my dad passed away, like she would have some weird stuff happen. Like stuff would move around her room.
No shit.
Yeah. But I know my grandma, I was probably around the same time, 12, 13, maybe 14. My grandma got super into like witchcraft for like a couple of years.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why have you never told us this?
I don't know too much about it, actually. Should I call her? Should I just ask some questions? All I know is like I would go stay with her from time to time, and she would never really let me ask about it. All that she would, like, the only thing she ever told me is she was like, "You have to promise me you will never fuck with a Ouija board," because she said they would use them in like their like Wiccan stuff. And she was like, "I've seen things that like I don't ever want you to encounter or be around whatsoever." And that honestly is why if you watch any of the episodes where he uses a Ouija board, I don't fuck with them. I will not touch it. It's just I know it's a fucking Hasbro toy, but just in case.
5 years later, I'm now finding out that your grandmother was a witch?
For like a couple of years. You know how your grandmas are witches for a couple
of
years.
A couple of years? What?
You know? What? I didn't think it was that. I mean, it was definitely weird, but like, she was also, I mean, she was definitely the one who got me into like scary movies and stuff. Like, she's always loved scary stuff and paranormal stuff. Actually, when I was also still in my teens, a trip her and I always wanted to go on was to Gettysburg. Mm. I've always wanted to go to Gettysburg. I heard it was fucking. Has anybody ever been to Gettysburg? Oh, and more people than wow. Actually. Is it pretty cool? I've always wanted to go. We always wanted to go and stay in like a haunted hotel room or something. Like, she's always kind of been like the driving force, I think, in my interest behind it.
Yeah.
Because she, at least for the whole length of my life that I can remember, she's always been a believer in it and has looked into it or been excited about it in some way. But I don't know too much about the witchcraft. I don't know why she did it. I don't know when exactly she stopped. I'm not too terribly sure.
Yeah.
However, I'm just now also remembering a story that and all this stuff.
That your grandpa was a goblin. Like, what is next, dude? Dude. Also, my great-grandpa was friends with Jesus.
Like, dude. Unraveling. We've been friends for years. I'm just not telling you this shit. I'm sorry, man. When my mom and my stepdad got divorced, we moved in with my grandma when I was in high school. It was a new house. And they converted the basement into like a bedroom, basically. And that was basically my bedroom. I get to have like the whole basement to myself. As a teenager, it's kind of like the dream. Like, I got my own little man cave. Mm-hmm. And it was so weird because we had four dogs growing up. And they were just like the most chill, fat labs. Like, just the most wholesome dogs. Like, they just, you know, if you want them to go to bed with you, they'll crawl right up in there. They're the most peaceful dogs. Never give you any trouble at all. And I remember we had this one dog. Her name was Pixie. I would like try to get her to come down to like just cuddle up and go to sleep, whatever. She would never want to go down in this basement ever. The first time I ever like got her to go into the room or whatever, she was the laziest dog, dude. She would take any chance to just lay down in bed and go to sleep. Any chance you would give her, she would sit at the door and just shake until I let her out. I was like, she's miserable. I have to let her out of here. And it's also the same room that like I was playing video games downstairs. Okay. And I had this nightstand table that the top was it was pivotal. So it had like one screw that goes into it, probably like the length of like a pinky. It's like, just making sure it stays in there.
Pretty big.
Yeah, pretty big. Pretty big. Above average, some would say.
So definitely.
A lot of people would say.
Definitely.
And it's pushed down into the wood to keep it stable so it can pivot, right? I went upstairs to use the restroom, and it's just my grandma and I home, and we heard a massive crash.
The witch.
From the my grandmother, you watch your mouth.
The witch. Your grandmother, the witch, yes?
We heard this gigantic crash from downstairs. We were both like, what the fuck was that? We looked around, all the dogs were upstairs and everything. I go back down there, the entire nightstand top was on the ground. My lamp that was on the table was on the ground. I had a glass of water, was shattered all over the ground.
What?
Yeah, weird shit like that. And honestly, when I was living there, I felt like such a bad kid. I mean, granted, I was like a teenager and going through hormonal shit, but like, it was probably like the worst behaved I ever was living in the house with her, staying in this basement.
The witch.
So it's just now starting to add up a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like when I moved out of that house, I was a lot more mature. I was nicer again. Like, something about it was a weird energy, dude.
Something about it. Your grandmother was a witch.
I'm gonna call her, dude. I'm gonna call her right now.
Does she live in Ohio?
She lives in North Carolina now.
Oh, I was gonna say we should have her come out to one of the shows.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, do we have any shows around North Carolina area?
Virginia Beach?
Nah, I don't think that's close.
I mean, it's the state above. It's as close as we're going to get.
I don't think. I'll ask her about it. Maybe we can zoom her in for a session sometime.
Zoom her in? Have her just fly her in on her broom.
You get one more of those before I ever make a voodoo doll out of you and I I swear to God. Swear to God, man. It's what you're looking forward to.
You're just taking the voodoo doll, just spreading its cheeks like, yes.
I'm mad I never asked more questions because now that I don't think I've ever even talked about this with anybody that she used to do that.
No.
Huh. Do you want me to, should I call her? Your call.
Yeah.
See if she, I mean,
sure, why not?
So it's 7:43. She might be asleep.
Yeah, she has to get up at 2.
To be ready by 3. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shut up. Let's see. Does she have FaceTime?
You're really about to call your grandma? Wait, wait.
Hi, honey.
Hi. Hi, Mama. I'm sorry to put you on the spot right now, but you know the you know like the ghost hunting stuff I do with Elton.
The what?
Okay. like the ghost hunting stuff that I go do with Elton and all them.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing a live paranormal podcast right now. Like I'm on stage right now, so everybody can hear you. Don't say anything embarrassing. But we were talking about like why I got into paranormal stuff and like why have I always believed in ghosts and liked it. So I started off by telling about how like you guys told me when I was younger, like I used to see my dad at the top of the stairs and stuff like that. So it started with that, and then it kind of talked about how you always believed in it and stuff like that. And then I remembered when I was around like 11, 12, 13, something like that, you did witchcraft a little bit, right?
Well, well.
Why did you do that?
It was interesting.
It is interesting, right?
But I
just realized as we were talking about it, like I never really asked many questions about it. I didn't ask like why did you start doing it.
I wasn't practicing witchcraft. Well, I read about it, and you know I might have done a spell or something, but
oh! What?
What was the spell?
Is that why I have ED? What spell did you do?
No, it was a spell on Joe.
Hold on, my stepdad?
Yes.
Huh?
No, my Joe.
Oh, hold on, but that's later in life. This was a long time ago. I don't think you were seeing Joe by then. Did you do witchcraft again?
Well, no, it was like the 2000s.
Yeah, Grandma, that's a long time ago.
No, BC.
Okay.
BC.
Oh, 2000 BC.
What? I've known him for 9 years, so.
What? Well, hold on. You've known him for 9 years? So that would have been 20.
10.
That'd be 2013.
No, well, I met him in 2009.
Okay, what spell did you put on? This is her now husband, by the way.
Interesting.
Yeah, what spell did you put on him?
Well, there's a difference between spells. You have to know. There's black magic and there's white magic.
Yep. We don't need to make this racial.
I know. But yes, they consider the black magic as evil and the white magic as more pure. Because
she's from North Carolina.
The white magic is it's not anything to do anything to anybody against their will.
Okay, so what did you do?
Unlike white magic?
Oh, well, it was simple thing.
Hold on, is Joe right next to you and he hasn't heard this?
No, he's never heard this, but he's not right next to me.
Oh, he doesn't know about this.
Well.
Please don't laugh like a witch right now. It's not helping your case at all.
Oh, okay.
So what did you do?
All I did, I got tired of waiting. So.
You spiritually raped him?
Wait. I was already getting that.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Grandma.
No.
My grandma's a semen demon.
Wow.
Okay, all right, so skip this story. So did you put, like, a love spell on him?
The way they do it, the way they figure it is, like, black magic, what I would be doing, putting a spell on him to make him fall in love with me.
Uh-huh.
And what I did is, I just told him to, I wanted him to make up his mind one way or another.
Oh, okay. You gave him an ultimatum, basically.
Not to his face. He didn't know I was doing the spell.
What do you need to conduct a spell like this? Do you need a lock of hair? Do you need blood, semen? Like, what's?
Well, I didn't need anything. I didn't use anything.
And when's
candles? I mean, there was nothing at his I had. I just had to specify who it was.
Okay. Did you ever experience something that was kind of like dark and creepy that made you stop?
No.
So why did you stop?
I got what I wanted, so I didn't need to.
Yes. Yes.
See, women are just as toxic and manipulative as men. I don't ever want to hear this ever again. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to get back to the podcast. I just had some questions. I love you. I'll call you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Aww. That's so romantic.
My grandma's evil, dude.
She just forced somebody to marry her. That's fucking toxic?
Aww.
Oh, my God. Bro, I come back to Ohio one time, and I unbury all my family's secrets. This is so fucked. I'm not coming back, dude. It's a toxic-ass state. Men are worse than casting spells? I don't think so. I don't think so. No, we're going to manipulate you on our own like adults. We drop you?
Yes.
Be better. Abadacadabra.
I don't know any spells. I just know I'm Slytherin. That's all.
Dude, that's literally so insane, though. I didn't know that, like, your family.
Neither did I, really.
That's nuts.
I thought she just, like, had a group of... Like, I thought it was just, like, the worst book club ever, basically. Because she, as far as she explained it to me, she's had a couple of, like, Wiccan friends. They would get around and, like, just kind of read up on it. And they would play with Ouija boards and stuff like that from time to time. But I didn't know, like, the extent of it, really.
Yeah.
But she just warned me to never do it.
You did also warn her that she was on a recorded phone call. So maybe she didn't tell you everything.
Maybe. I don't know. My grandma has no filter. You heard her.
Yeah.
I'm already getting that.
Something you never want to hear from your grandma, ever. Jesus Christ. What's the worst thing to come from witchcraft?
Getting my back blown out.
Jesus.
Oh, don't worry,
Christ.
Sugar.
Dude.
Just gonna get my back blown out real quick. Go play with your friend.
Dude.
She uses Life Alert just for sex.
Help me.
All right, let's talk about y'all's grandmas for a little bit. Anybody else's grandma a hoe? Anybody at all? Oh, okay. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, this checks out. In Ohio, dude. Some things never change, man.
I was not expecting that.
Neither was I. I thought maybe one person sarcastically. I didn't know everyone was going to go, yeah, we meet every Thursday.
No.
Yep. We talk about how we all got here, you know? Oh, my God. The witchcraft stuff is something I probably should have thought of more. But it actually kind of answers a little bit of questions. Maybe a veil was opened that even she didn't know about.
Ooh, you should have asked her about the lady. Maybe she knows who that was, that open-mouthed.
I don't want to correlate this woman with her mouth open and my grandmother, okay?
We were in this one part of the area where they apparently were able to talk to the devil. This is where they actually made sacrifices. We all knew where we were going.
But it was a hillside. That was the interesting thing about it. Like, you drive down this dirt road, and there's nothing out there. There's no structures. There's no buildings of any kind. You look like you're just driving into nowhere. But it's historically landmarked that that's where this stuff kind of happens. So at this point, it's what? Close to 3 o'clock in the morning. We're already three quarters of the way through an investigation. This is the last place we're going to stop on it. Yep. So we didn't really think that much of it. Like, what's really going to happen in the middle of this field? And we couldn't have been more wrong. We were out there for what? A good 30 minutes with devices placed all around us on the rocks and
nothing happened.
Everything.
Yeah.
Nothing happened at all until this motherfucker started talking about offering his soul to the devil.
Yep.
And then go ahead, tell him what happened.
It worked.
So we fucking this dipped. Field, dude. Devices started going like we're in the middle of a fucking hill. There's nothing electrical around. Nothing could have been interfering with this shit whatsoever. Everything starts going off. We start getting words back on our voice box, talking like words going in correlation. Out of all words in the dictionary, words going in correlation with receiving his soul and making a sacrifice.
Dude, it even fucking said it went devil.
We're like, we are going back to the RV. We are not staying here.
Yeah, we walked like half a mile in the dark back to an RV, literally just reading. I Googled, what are the Lord's strongest prayers? Yep. And if you go back and watch the episode, it's he and I just walking back up. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Just the whole, dude, it's the most bitch you've ever seen two people. But, like, I just don't fuck with that. Like, I want to see a ghost. I want to have that interaction. I want to do that stuff. But on the off chance the whole devil demon possession shit is real, which I do believe it is, I just don't want to fuck with it.
Why?
Because that's the scariest possible thing, dude.
And that's the kind of videos we make are the scariest possible thing.
Yeah, it'll be the last video you ever make, bro.
It wasn't. I've made 100 more since.
Possessed.
100%. Dude, I remember while we were walking back reading the prayer, this car like sped past us and slammed on their brakes, and they're waiting in front of us. And me and Matt, we stopped and we were like, okay, we either go back to Elton talking to the devil, or we walk past the car that's gonna rob us. So we were like, let's walk past the car.
Yeah, we're about to square up with whoever the in this car right now. If it ain't Satan, he can get it, bro. Swear to God.
Oh,
dude, it was
God.
Fucking terrifying.
Bro, we were
man.
Shitting our pants. We actually prayed for probably 30 minutes.
And our RV was parked in front of an old church. We went to the front steps of this old church and we're like, well, this has got to be the safest place we could be, right?
Yep. Dude, wait, you want to know a theory that just popped in my head that I think about all the time?
What?
You know when, like, you'll walk past, you know, kind of like a homeless person and they're kind of going crazy and they're like, oh, the devil and Elizabeth and she's right there. Yeah. What if they can see something that we don't? Like, what
That's
if they're
a very
not
good
that
point.
Crazy?
That's a good point.
They're like the kid from Game of Thrones with like the third-eyed raven. They can just see everything and we're just like, here's your 50 fucking cents and they're like, you're gonna die January 9th, 2032 and we're like, off.
Yeah, we should have listened. We gotta investigate Skid Row. No, I'm sorry. No, we should. That was a joke.
That's actually terrifying.
We go to Skid Row and we're like, when are we going to die? And they're like, now!
Oh, God.
Take us out.
Well, welcome to our paranormal podcast. You guys want to hear some stories?
All right.
Corey, that was yours. That was your choice.
So the log line says, my dad's house caught on fire and a bunch of paranormal stuff started happening with the family. When I was 10 years old, my dad's house caught on fire and unfortunately, it did take the life of my grandma.
Wow.
It didn't burn down, but it couldn't be saved. While my family was in the house trying to find items that were salvageable, my dad started hearing screams in the house. Then my aunt saw a ghost of a little boy walk down the basement steps. There's a lot that went on in that house.
All the houses that are on that street have some sort of sad background. Let's see. Grace Taylor. Is Grace here? Grace?
Wait, I have one question. You said the house caught on fire and it didn't burn down, but your grandma still passed away due to the fire?
Yeah,
it's smoking. Got it. Okay. Your question, sir.
That's brutal.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't know how the house of the fire started?
So I live on the street too.
You live on that street currently? You should move.
It's in Youngstown, Ohio.
That makes sense. Everyone in Youngstown does drugs? No.
Okay. Is that why it's called Youngstown? They never live to get old.
Oh my God.
Damn. Burn. Sorry, that's a...
No. Jesus.
You just Kelso her?
Burn.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about it.
Continue.
One of the drug dealers, one of the drug users found out your dad would call the cops on them.
They put like a jar of gasoline in a rag and they threw it through the front window.
They threw a fucking Molotov cocktail in your house? Was it World War II?
So your dad was a narc and then the cartel said, fuck you. And your dad's mother paid the price.
That is brutal.
How is that paranormal and not just Ohio? How? Where? Because based on you going, I still live there, it's still full of drugs, seems like not the ghost boy that did the fucking wrongdoing here.
So you're saying after the fire happened, that's when the paranormal activity started to kick up.
Yeah, so out of everything that happened, out of all the things that were in the house, my grandma, there was two cats, a dog, and my dad. And the only thing that survived was my dad and the dog. Oh,
the cats passed away too?
The cats passed away, yeah.
That means they died 9 times in that house.
Can you imagine just, dead. Dead.
That's brutal. That's fucking brutal. I'm very sorry.
Afterwards, like, my dad broke his back. And, like, because he jumped out the second-story window out of his bedroom. Because he heard, like, all the windows bursting out of place, so he jumped out the window and broke his back.
And left his mom? She went, yeah.
How long ago was this, by the way?
August 9th, 2011.
So did the house ever get rebuilt?
No, they eventually tore it down. So when they tore it down, my aunt and my dad and all that, they built, like, a little shed in memory of my grandma. They, like, planted flowers.
Aww. They built a shed on the property, though? That's so cute. What's in the house?
There's like a couch. It's air conditioned. It has electricity. And
house, air conditioned, electricity. It's a house. Who lives there?
Nobody.
It's just open?
It's just one room. Like, it's space conditioned.
Seems like the perfect place for someone to break in and do drugs. It's air conditioned.
That's his, I'm sorry.
Yes, not bad. We're even.
Wow.
That's brutal. Did you ever experience anything paranormal on this street that you live on now?
No, but the house I live in, a guy hung himself in the garage.
A guy hung himself in the garage of your new house? Move! Oh my God.
She can't. Spending all her money on drugs.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
Is there one more? Oh, God. You know I can't fucking read that.
You
much.
Want me to read it?
I'll read it.
You want me to read it? If I read it, I think you and Corey have to bring it to life.
Yeah. Well, what is it?
Visualize it. There's a lot of people that are more like visual learners. You know what I mean? They need to see the story. And Corey's been seated the whole
line?
Time
what's
anyway.
The, what's the log line first?
A demon almost killed me when I was 7 years old.
I'm in.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right, you want to be the demon or the child?
I'll be the demon.
Okay, I'll be the child.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna hide.
I'm gonna read. I'm gonna.
That demon kind of fine though. Damn. Okay. All right.
I'm reading it as written.
Okay.
It said, "When I was a kid, My parents were separated, so I would be with my mom some days and my dad for most of the rest. My mom lived in Las Vegas, while my dad lived in California. This story occurred when I was staying with my mom. My mom worked night shifts every day. This particular night, she had a lady come and watch my brother and I while she went to work. This babysitter I had never met prior to this day, and she barely spoke a word of English. She also had her one-year-old son with her. Details are important.
See, no, it's not. She just doesn't speak English.
How is that racist?
Oh, you know, most people don't speak English.
Kaite.
So I've got the babysitter's baby.
Yep. Therefore, the only people in the house at the time were me, my scrawny ass older brother, the babysitter, and her baby, no one else. My bedroom was located under the stairs like Harry Potter and was right near the kitchen. I feel like the babysitter should be present at some point. When the babysitter went to put me to bed, she left the lights off and the door open a crack. The only light coming in was from the crack in the door.
See the crack in the door?
That's a lot of English you're speaking, babysitter.
Go ahead, try to do Spanish, go ahead.
Verde culo.
Si. Si, papa.
I usually slept with the lamp on, but was too scared to turn it on because I had to reach over the abyss of the floor to do so, and I felt like something might grab my arm.
Damn! Shit!
Oh, go back to bed.
The babysitter went into the kitchen, and I sat there for a couple minutes in fear. Suddenly, I heard movement from somewhere in my small room. I sat up and scooted as far back to the headrest as possible. When I heard it a second time, I called out to it saying, "Hello?
Hello?
Who's there?
Who art thou?
Hello?
Hola?"
Of course, there was no response. Without warning, a giant shadow rose up over the foot of my bed, and I let out the most blood-curdling scream I could manage.
I'm a demon.
It was the highest pitched scream I have ever let out.
It's as high as it goes, dude.
Sounds like your brakes are going out. Damn it, another red light. I'm a demon.
Like, how else was I supposed to react to that? Because it was blocking the only exit out. I kicked and screamed and cried, trying to get distance between me and this thing.
The demon's got a foot fetish.
The demon took my shoe off.
That's not in there.
There's no way that's in there.
It took it off slowly. The demon could smell the fear.
Sorry.
And it sucked the fear out of my toes.
Hypothetically, he did. That can't be written
in
there.
Hypothetically, yeah.
No, dude, I'll come. Stop.
Yeah, you might want to stay seated.
Okay. I couldn't see facial expressions, but I could see fingers and my toes. The demon's tongue was placed between my big toe and...
This is bullshit. Are you making this up? He's making it up. Put your shoe back on, Matt.
Why, thank you, Prince.
It does read, I couldn't see facial expressions, but I could see fingers. It was putting a finger up to where its mouth would have been. Trying to tell me to be quiet.
Okay.
At this point, good luck, Corey. You're gonna have to play multiple characters now.
Oh, okay.
Schizophrenia.
At this point, I'm totally lost in how the babysitter hadn't come in to check on me.
Bueno.
But either way, I said, fuck this guy.
Fuck this guy.
And continued screaming and crying. I guess that pissed it off because it grabbed me quickly and put a hand over my mouth and its tongue over my toes.
No, it does not say that.
It says hand over my toes, tongue in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, dyslexic. All right, I'm reading all of this precisely as it says.
Okay.
For now on.
So he's got me grabbed? Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Okay.
It grabbed me quickly and put a hand over my mouth. I kept screaming. So it took my small body, flipped me around, and shoved my face into the comforter to try and muffle my scream. Eventually, I stopped crying and passed out. The next morning, I woke up perfectly fine in my bed. No signs of a break-in. No forced entry. No, it wasn't a dream. I have to sleep with a nightlight on to this day.
Whose story was this? Are they here?
So that story is from Sapphire, I believe. Is
what?
That...
Is my grandma here?
Ginger,
what
was
that?
Oh,
is
there
that
she goes.
Is that...
She's cleaning the ceiling. Sapphire?
Is Sapphire here? She's embarrassed.
We know she's here.
One that just got buffed on stage. You're embarrassed? I was just curious as to how accurate the act out was, to be honest, because Corey and I haven't read the story before.
Yeah.
So we were just trying to give it the best visual.
I just added the toes and the shoe.
I figured you added the toes.
Everything else is genuine.
But you think it's the babysitter.
To me, without obviously going to school for this and all the things that I've read.
What school would you even go to for this?
To get a
psychology. Bowling Green?
A psychology.
A local college, it ain't shit.
Look.
To me, it feels like it's gotta be. It's gotta be, right?
No,
yeah, because they just passed out.
You know, because the thing is, there's no other information. I know you're seven, but obviously, like at the time, but there's no information about the home. There's no like what part of Las Vegas. We were on an Indian reservation. Like, there's nothing at all backstory wise related to this story that implies, for example, your story. A reason for there being like paranormal stemming from it. So like what other explanation?
Grandma was a witch and she didn't know because it was the babysitter.
You said maybe the babysitter's grandma was a witch. I hate you so much. I hate you so much.
Oh. No,
but seriously, maybe she never looked at it that way and she's now like, oh shit.
Maybe she never looked at it that way and she's having that revelation. That's true. And they do say what happens in Vegas stays on a podcast. So let's play devil's advocate and let's say what could have possibly stemmed from this. I mean,
right.
Vegas does have a dark history. A lot of Vegas is,
yep.
has a very dark history.
And a lot of the times she said her parents just recently got divorced. They say spirits, dark ones, a lot of the times attach themselves to negative moments in people's lives when somebody's feeling low. And especially when you're seven, like we talked about kids being more susceptible to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe if a spirit maybe noticed how vulnerable and maybe depressed that kid was at the time,
yeah,
that they could have seen an opportunity to act upon that. So
yeah,
it's a possibility. I try not to rule it out. As mm-hmm. as a massive believer, I want to give it the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. But it does raise a question. Why would the babysitter not come in? If you're kicking and screaming and yelling and screaming, like...
But, you know, what if she wasn't actually, like, what if... You know, I've been in that situations, like in sleep paralysis, where I think I'm yelling, but I'm not.
Oh, dude, that's one of the scariest dreams. I used to have those a lot when I was a kid, where you're getting chased by something, and it's not only you're running in slow motion, but your screams are silent. You yell, like...
Yep.
That could have been happening. That's the scariest fucking dream, dude.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many, like, even my older brother was there. He didn't come in the house. A babysitter didn't come in the house. Like,
the older brother also didn't come in?
It said the only people in the house at the time were my scrawny-ass older brother, the babysitter, and her baby. No one else. So even the older brother didn't come in either.
Like an unnecessary adjective about the brother.
My scrawny-ass older brother.
Came in and helped at all. I mean, it's a dark story. Both these stories, very dark, by the way. Thank you for lightening the mood.
Yeah. Well, thank you for submitting your story.
Fascinating, man. You never know what's going to happen, because that's another thing that's so interesting about this concept is, like, it's such a vast...
Matt, tie your shoe. Can you tie your shoe?
I'm talking. Pay attention to my fucking face.
Untie them both now. Untie them both just to piss her off.
Boom. Boom. Tie your tubes. Shoo.
Well, before we go into the Q&A, we had an idea for a game to play tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So when we started filming with Matt, right, he filmed at TFIL, he filmed it overnight. Matt was very, I don't know, let's say, like, unknown. I used to do shows with you, and there was, like, 35 people in the crowd.
Yeah.
And since then, like, honestly, swear to God, hardest working dude I have ever, ever met. Like, I'm not kidding. You guys would never know this, but he has slept 20 minutes today. That's it. He was in Los Angeles this morning, flew in. He can't sleep on flights. He got here. Hardest working fucking dude I know, and now he has this phenomenal fan base all over the world. You guys are all here to see him.
People bring cookies. Isn't that crazy? Is that really for me? Can I open it?
Shit.
What? 100%.
God. Oh my God!
Damn.
What?
Aww. We love haunted homies.
Wow,
aww, that's not how you spell.
Are these handmade? Thank Are these made you. By you? Yeah. Wow.
You guys can't see on this side, but
that's not how you spell Matt Rife. But it's fine. It's close enough. Anyways, thank you so much. That's very sweet. Thank you. I'm sorry, Elton. What were you saying?
You're good. I was just saying we had this idea. Corey and I had this idea that we believe Matt is like an immense fan base now. And we're always curious in future cities, is there anyone here that thinks they are like the biggest Matt Rife fan? Is there anyone?
She's embarrassed. Do you love me or not? She's shy.
Should we do a little game show?
If they want to play.
Do you want to play? The fact that you're this reluctant makes me really want you to play this game. Because everyone at your table is like, you.
Come play with us. I don't even know what the game is yet.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, come on stage. Come on. Just one round.
Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
Kelsey.
Kelsey. Okay. Who are you here with? Jamel? Jamel, Mariah, and what?
Sammy.
Hi, Sammy. Nice to meet you.
Well, one, you're with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Would you change that for Matt right now?
Oh, my God.
Wait. Is he the pass? Is he, though, the celebrity pass?
I'll switch with you for one round of the game. One round?
Sure.
Okay, switch with me for one round of the game.
Okay, all right.
Give it up for the new Matt.
Congratulations! Jamal again, congratulations!
Of course,
thank you, bro.
Congratulations.
Anything you want to say? I love you, Kelsey.
Aww.
You put a spell on me.
Man, if this doesn't work out, this is going to haunt you forever. This is amazing. One more time for Jamal and Casey. One more time.
Let's go.
There was never a game. That was
she was standing on a table and I was like, yeah! We were picking you. We should have kept it going anyway.
I know, we really should have.
God damn it.
We'll do that in the late show and just never
I don't know how we top that. Is that the finale?
Congratulations, by the way. Congratulations.
Of course. Congratulations.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming out to Haunted Homies. I'm Matt Rife, Corey Scherer, Alton Caste. Thank you guys so much for coming out.
Thank you guys.
See you in the next episode.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to leave a like, subscribe, and give us a review whenever you have a chance. And of course, share this podcast with a fellow paranormal lover, because our goal here is to build this community. And don't forget, you can watch all of our live episodes on our YouTube channel as well for the full experience. Find us on TikTok or Instagram at Haunted Homies Podcast. And I will see you next time.